always like to start with a joke. So George and Jane were Americans in the New York airport, and they saw this group of people who looked a bit odd. They were wearing parkas and hats and mitts and snow boots. And so Jane said to George, go over there and ask them where they're from. So George goes over and he says, I hope you don't mind, but where are you from? And the guy says, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. So George goes back to Jane and she says, so where are they from? And he said, I don't know, they don't speak English. So today's gospel story is a little bit difficult to understand. And on the face of it, the ending is anything but satisfying. We meet a manager who has mishandled his master's money. He's a shyster who was accused of wasting the rich man's possessions. And now he's trying to save his own skin. We might think that this scoundrel is going to be punished for his wrongdoing, but we're somewhat shocked and confused to discover that he triumphs. His plan succeeds. His former boss, whose estate he had previously mismanaged, now praises him for being shrewd. This presents a problem because Jesus seems to be saying that dishonesty will be rewarded. So what is Jesus' point? Jesus' point was that the dishonest manager knew how to make the most out of his position. He was far more shrewd and pragmatic in conducting his worldly affairs than our disciples in the affairs of the kingdom. This story highlights that if we were even half as shrewd and zealous in our spiritual concerns as this manager was in worldly affairs, then that would be a good thing. If we were to take the same trouble over our spiritual matters as criminals who invest in fraud, the results would be extremely beneficial. In those days, a manager negotiated and signed contracts on his master's behalf. The master was usually a hated absentee landlord. Debtors would have also hated the practice of being charged interest on a loan. Although Mosaic law forbade charging interest on a loan, there were always ways around it. So, for example, the debtor who owed 50 jugs of olive oil was being charged 100 jugs of olive oil. So really, for the manager to cut the bill in half and say to the guy, just pay 50 jugs, he was really just forgiving the interest on the bill, which he would have profited from. The master was happy because he got back the 50 jugs that were owed him, and he would have seemed generous in the debtor's eyes for having reduced the bill. So the master praised the manager for acting shrewdly, and shrewd in Greek means pragmatic, or dealing with things sensibly. The shifty manager may have been dishonest, but he did understand how to use what was entrusted to him to serve a larger goal. Jesus commends the dishonest manager's shrewdness, and he says that people like the manager, the people of this world, are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the light. Jesus says, I tell you, use worldly wealth to gain friends for yourselves, so that when it is gone, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. It's like accumulating heavenly capital, and we do that by providing for the needy and sharing our resources. As people of this world, both the manager and the master were shrewd businessmen and knew how to handle their finances, not only to make money, but as the manager discovered, to even make friends. How does that compare with us Christians or children of God when it comes to our wealth? Do we know the value of the spiritual treasure that has been entrusted to us? All the wealth of God's kingdom has been entrusted to us. Do we value that? Do we know how to use our spiritual riches, our love and kindness, for example, to help others and make friends? And how about our material resources? Are we any good at using our material wealth to gain spiritual capital? God expects us to handle His spiritual gifts wisely and to also use our material resources in helping and serving those in need. Regarding money and worldly wealth, we are to use it for the purpose of love. Jesus speaks about money more than any subject in the Bible. I was at a conference a few years ago, and the subject of money came up. And one of the things that was said was that we are to give until it feels good. Then you will know that you're investing in God's kingdom, when it stops hurting to give and feels good. This applies not only to money, but to the giving of our time and energy and love. Do we fully appreciate what the free gift of God's love and grace has cost us? What it has cost God. In Paul's epistle to Timothy, he reminds us that we were ransomed from sin by Christ. Our Lord died for us. He was crucified and suffered terribly for us. So it's an old story. We've heard it many times before. But how many of us just take it for granted that of course God loves us without appreciating the cost, and that Jesus paid the price with His life? So what does it mean to be spiritually shrewd? If you remember the lesson from the last time I was here, you may remember that the more you give love away, then the more you have. Do we know that God has entrusted us with this gift of love and many spiritual gifts and worldly resources so that we might share them and give them away generously? And in so doing, we will make friends and build up treasure in heaven. So I hope after this, Molly is my friend. That is what it means to be spiritually shrewd for God's sake through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.